Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive where we're going to be looking at a news article about Talia Storm's fashion choices.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we're going to see what it reveals about like broader trends, you know? It's not just about like a celebrity outfit, this deep dive. It touches on sustainability, the latex fashion scene, and even music.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know, right? So what catches your eye like in this article? Like what makes a piece of clothing stand out to you?
I think for me, it's like how it reflects the wearer.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like, what are they trying to say?
Yeah.
And in this case, like we have Talia Storm.
Yeah.
She's a 26-year-old Scottish singer known for tracks like Boyfriend and I Just Need You.
I love that song.
And she's really making a statement with this like latex gown for her new single, like Fuck Boy.
A latex gown, huh? Uh-huh. That's definitely not like something you see every day. What is it about this gown that's like grabbing everyone's attention?
Well,
is it the design?
Yeah. And then it's kind of a combination of things. Like the gown itself is just striking, you know, full length double strap, and it has a full cupped chest with underwire.
Wow.
And then like a flowing split leg bottom, all in this like sleek black latex.
Sounds like a statement piece for sure.
Oh yeah. And it was made by Latex Couture.
Latex Couture.
Yeah. They're a designer like known for pushing the boundaries with latex fashion.
I actually never heard of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, they've closed down since then.
Oh, wow.
But what's really interesting is that Talia has actually worn this gown before.
Oh, really?
Like, she's worn it to the B Awards and even, like, a red version to the Shazam premiere back in 2023.
So she's committed to this piece. I mean, that's pretty refreshing in today's world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, fast fashion, we're constantly bombarded with new trends, and it's, like, pressure to keep up.
Yeah, totally.
Rewearing, like, a statement piece like that, especially latex that seems to go against the grain.
Yeah, it really does.
What do you think about that?
Well, rewearing a garment, especially one made from a durable material like latex.
Okay.
It makes a powerful statement for sustainability, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It reduces the demand for new production, which is like a major contributor to the fashion industry's impact on the environment.
That's true.
And like latex itself.
Yeah.
It's natural, biodegradable, unlike a lot of synthetic fabrics that pollute with microplastics.
That's a great point. It adds another layer to her fashion choice.
Right.
It's not just aesthetics. It's about like a conscious choice to wear something more sustainable.
Exactly.
Do we know if that's intentional?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure.
Right.
But the fact that she's worn it multiple times for these high-profile events,
yeah,
it suggests that it's more than just a random outfit choice.
Yeah, she's making a deliberate statement.
It seems like it.
Okay, so we're seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Talia clearly has a thing for latex.
She does.
What is it about latex clothing that makes it stand out?
Well,
I'll admit, I always kind of associated it with, like, well, a certain image.
Yeah, you're not alone there.
Okay.
Latex has historically been associated with fetish wear.
Right.
And it's that unique look and feel that, like, skin tight fit the sheen the way it moves.
Yeah.
Definitely contributes to that perception.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing now is latex breaking free from those old stereotypes and kind of going mainstream.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's driving that shift? Is it just a passing trend or is there something more to it?
I think it's more than just a trend.
Okay.
Like designers like Thierry Mugler and Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They were some of the first to incorporate latex into high fashion.
Really?
Yeah, creating avant-garde pieces that like pushed boundaries and challenged traditional notions of beauty.
So they were using latex to make a statement.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Mugler in particular, he used latex to create these like powerful, almost architectural silhouettes.
Wow.
That celebrated the female form in a way that was both provocative and empowering. And his designs helped to elevate latex from a niche material to something that could be seen as high fashion.
That makes sense.
Right.
It's like they were reclaiming latex and using it to express something new.
Precisely. And now we're seeing like a new generation of designers taking inspiration from those pioneers.
Okay.
And they're finding fresh, innovative ways to work with latex.
So it's not just about like catsuits and corsets anymore.
No, not at all.
What kind of latex clothing are we talking about?
You're seeing everything like from sleek and sophisticated evening wear.
Oh, okay.
To more casual, everyday pieces like dresses, skirts, tops.
Really?
Yeah, even trousers.
That's cool.
The designs are becoming more diverse, and the focus is shifting to like craftsmanship, creativity, and using latex to create these truly unique and beautiful garments.
Wow.
It's not just about shock value anymore.
That's fascinating.
It is.
It sounds like there's a whole world of latex fashion that I'm just discovering.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, how practical is it? Like, I always imagined it being uncomfortable, maybe even a little sweaty.
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
Okay.
Modern latex, when made well,
yeah,
is surprisingly comfortable.
Really?
It's breathable and more flexible than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, like, different thicknesses and finishes available.
Oh.
So you can find something that suits your comfort level and the occasion.
Okay, so it's not as intimidating as it might seem.
Right.
But practicality aside, I think what really intrigues me about latex is, like, the way it makes people feel.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to have this power to transform you,
mm-hmm.
to make you feel more confident, more sensual, maybe even a little rebellious.
Yeah, you've hit on something crucial there.
Okay.
There's definitely a psychological element to wearing latex.
Hmm.
It's not just a piece of clothing. It's a statement.
Yeah.
It's a way of expressing yourself, challenging perceptions, and perhaps even stepping outside of your comfort zone.
That makes me think about Talia Storm and her latex gown.
Yeah.
Is she making a similar statement?
That's an excellent question.
What do you think?
It's clear she's drawn to latex.
Mm-hmm.
And her repeated choice to wear this gown suggests, like, a deliberate intention.
Yeah.
Let's explore that a bit further, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, it's interesting to think about, like, how Talia's choice of latex might connect to her music.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with her new single, Frick Boy, coming out.
That's a great point.
Right.
We've been talking about latex as, like, a statement of power, confidence, even rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And those themes seem pretty relevant to a song with that title.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder if she's using the latex gown to, like, visually represent those themes, you know,
yeah,
to create, like, a cohesive narrative between her image and her music.
Right. It's like she's saying, this is who I am. This is what I stand for, and I'm not afraid to express it.
Yeah.
And that message is, like, amplified by the fact that she's chosen latex.
Right.
A material that's historically been associated with pushing boundaries and challenging norms.
Exactly. And by rewearing the gown, she's adding, like, another layer to the statement.
Yeah.
It's not just about the shock value of latex. It's about sustainability, confidence, and, like, owning your choices.
It's like she's reclaiming the narrative around latex and maybe even reclaiming the narrative around what it means to be a woman in the music industry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, think about how often female artists are pressured to conform to certain expectations.
Yeah.
To be sexy, but not too sexy.
Right.
To be bold, but not too intimidating.
Exactly.
Talia seems to be, like, breaking free from those constraints.
Absolutely. And that's really empowering to see.
Yeah.
She's not letting anyone dictate her style or her message.
Right.
She's owning her sexuality, her confidence, and her creativity on her own terms.
I love that.
And the fact that she's doing it with latex,
yeah,
a material that has often been sexualized and objectified, makes it even more powerful.
Mm.
It's like she's taking back control and saying, this is what I choose to wear, and this is how I choose to express myself.
It really makes you think about how clothing can be so much more than just, like, fabric and thread.
Yeah.
It can be a tool for self-expression, a way of challenging perceptions, and a powerful statement of who you are and what you believe in.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
How a single piece of clothing can spark such a complex and multifaceted conversation.
Yeah. And in Tali's case, it's clear that her latex gown is more than just a fashion choice.
Right.
It's a symbol of her artistic vision, her personal style, and her refusal to conform to expectations. This is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm totally getting a new perspective on latex clothing and its potential to, like, convey messages.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, what do you think the future holds for latex?
Mm.
Is this surge in popularity just a fleeting trend, or is latex here to stay?
It's difficult to predict the future of fashion, but I think latex has the potential to become a staple material in the fashion world.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
Well, for one, it's a remarkably versatile material. Designers are proving that latex can be crafted into a wide range of styles, from sleek and sophisticated to playful and avant-garde.
That's true. We were just talking about how designers are moving beyond the typical latex looks and creating all sorts of new and interesting pieces.
Exactly. And as more designers experiment with latex, the possibilities will only continue to expand beyond its versatility. Latex is also incredibly durable.
Okay.
A well-made latex garment can last for years, which aligns perfectly with the growing movement towards sustainable fashion.
Yeah.
People are becoming more conscious of the environmental impact of fast fashion.
Right.
And they're looking for alternatives.
Makes sense.
Latex, with its durability and longevity, offers a compelling solution.
That's a really good point. So latex could actually be a part of a more sustainable future for fashion.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a natural material that can be sourced responsibly, and its durability means that garments can be worn and cherished for years to come.
Right.
This goes against the throwaway culture that's so prevalent in fast fashion. Plus, let's not forget the unique visual appeal of latex.
Oh, true.
That sleek, shiny finish and the way it hugs the body creates a look that's both striking and alluring.
Mm-hmm.
It's a material that commands attention and makes a statement.
I think you've convinced me.
Okay.
I'm ready to embrace the latex revolution.
I love it.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, I want to bring our focus back to Talia Storm and her new single.
Okay.
We've been speculating about how her latex gown might connect to the song's message.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on the title itself?
Thank you, boy.
The title is definitely provocative.
Yeah.
And it suggests a theme of empowerment, setting boundaries, and challenging societal expectations.
Okay.
It makes me think that the song could be about taking control, reclaiming your power, and refusing to be mistreated or objectified.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Talia's not holding back.
And that boldness seems to be reflected in her fashion choices as well.
This is interesting. You know, it feels like this whole conversation started with one news article about this latex gown.
Yeah. And it's expanded into like sustainability and self-expression, even like a bit of social commentary.
It really highlights how fashion can be a powerful form of communication.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about what you wear.
Right.
But why you wear it.
Yeah.
And like what message you're trying to convey.
And in Talia's case, it seems like she's using fashion to challenge expectations, to make a statement, maybe even spark a conversation.
For sure.
It's not just about looking good. It's about using her platform to say something like meaningful.
Exactly. And that's something that resonates with people.
Yeah.
That's why this particular fashion choice is getting so much attention.
Right.
People are drawn to her confidence, her individuality, and her willingness to like push boundaries.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
It is.
It makes you want to like experiment with your own style and use fashion as a way to express yourself more authentically.
Absolutely.
And it reminds us that fashion can be fun.
Yeah.
It can be empowering and it can be a powerful tool for change. Speaking of change, let's not forget that this whole deep dive started with Talia's upcoming single, Fecka Boy.
Right.
We've talked a lot about the visuals.
Yeah.
But we haven't actually heard the music yet.
No, we haven't.
I'm curious to see how the song itself ties into all these themes we've been discussing.
Me too. I have a feeling it's going to be powerful.
Okay.
And I'm eager to see how Talia uses her music to further explore these ideas of empowerment, setting boundaries, and challenging societal expectations.
It's like we've been given this sneak peek into her artistic vision through her fashion choices.
Yeah.
And now we're just waiting for the full picture to be revealed through her music.
I know. It's exciting.
It's really exciting.
And it speaks to Talia's ability to create a cohesive narrative across different mediums.
Right.
You know, she's using her fashion, her music, her platform tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story that people are clearly interested in.
Well, I know I'm definitely intrigued, and I have a feeling our listeners are too.
I think so.
So to wrap up our deep dive, I think we can all agree that Talia Storm's latex fashion statement is more than just a pretty picture.
Yeah.
It's a glimpse into the mind of an artist who's using her creativity to challenge norms, spark conversations, and inspire us all to embrace our individuality.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most unexpected sources can lead to the most fascinating discoveries.
Absolutely.
And it leaves us with this thought. What seemingly superficial things in our own lives might hold deeper meaning if we just take the time to explore them.
That's a great question to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of latex music and self-expression. Until next time, stay curious.